Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for October 15, 2022, Saturday of the 28th week in ordinary time. It is taken from Luke chapter 12, verses 8 to 12. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angel of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities, do not worry about how or what your defense will be or about what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on our Gospel today. Today is the memorial of Santa Teresa of Avila, or Saint Teresa of Jesus. He was a spiritual master, a Carmelite, a discalced Carmelite, in fact. He was a doctor of the church, despite her simplicity. You will see in her simplicity, the total trust of the Holy Spirit, on the Holy Spirit. She even authored spiritual books, classics, if you may, The Way of Perfection, that's one, and Interior Castle. The Gospel today is about total trust in the Holy Spirit. When we are baptized, we enter Christianity by receiving the kernel of the Holy Spirit that should grow within us, so that when it grows, there is that indwelling of God, or the Blessed Trinity, in a Christian's life. That's why a Christian will not be afraid what to talk of, what to say, even before rulers and authorities, because the Holy Spirit will be the one to express itself, to manifest in our lives. The life of Saint Therese was about this. It was total trust in the wisdom of God, in the Holy Spirit. That's why she was declared as doctor of the church, despite her simplicity, to trust totally in God. In God's wisdom, is to declare before men, to acknowledge Jesus, the Father, the Blessed Trinity before men, but not to trust in them, is to deny God before men, or to use the gospel, the words of the gospel today, to deny before the angels of God. The Pharisees, in the end, glorify themselves in the fulfillment of the law. It was actually their efforts who fulfilled the law, and thereby denying the power of God in their lives, or their need for a Savior. Glorifying human effort, humanism, is actually denying God. And going deeper, it will be about denying the power of the Holy Spirit. All sins will be forgiven, even those against the Son of Man, except the one against the Holy Spirit, which is to say, not to accept God in our lives, to block Him in our lives, is like entering into the impossibility of God working in our lives. Because according to St. Augustine, the God who created us without our permission will not be able to save us if we deny Him, if we deny His grace, His mercy, His compassion, and His forgiveness in our lives. This is the sin against the Holy Spirit. In the case of the Pharisees, it was very subtle. Glorifying their human effort, glorifying the law, denied the intervention of God in their lives. No wonder they did not accept Jesus as their Savior.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.